Well, the Greens and some independents have written to the Federal Education Minister, Jason Clare, calling for urgent intervention in the spiralling cost of student debts. They want Labor to act and act fast, saying it must introduce legislation to Parliament this week before the 7.1% indexation rate hits on Thursday. One co-signatory of that letter to Jason Clare is independent member for North Sydney, Kylie Tink. Welcome to you.
Thanks, Andy. Hi.
Student debts are set to be indexed by 7.1% on Thursday. I mean, what does this mean in real terms for students of this generation?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I actually myself am a university student. I was of the first generation of HECS, so I know exactly what it is to study and then have a HECS debt left at the end that you have to pay back. But the reality is the entire time I had my HECS debt, inflation never sort of got above 3%. So the interest I was being charged on my debt was always very manageable. What we have now is a generation of students where not only have their fee costs increased quite significantly under the last government, but, you know, recently we've also had all the incentives to pay up front have been taken away. And now those guys who do have a debt are about to be hit with a 7.1% interest charge on top of them. And in fact, the interest gets applied before they've even accommodated for the deductions or payments they may have made in the last year. So it really is this vicious cycle of incurring debt on top of debt and is making it more and more difficult for young people to get out from underneath it.
So you want the government to introduce legislation this week, such is the urgency of this rather a predictable indexation increase. What exactly are you calling for?
This government has the capacity to address this really quickly and look at it in light of our current economic situation. So there are a number of suggestions that have been put to the government, whether that is looking at delaying the indexation of the interest. So you may be able to defer indexation until September, for example, once everybody's personal tax returns for the year have actually been done. Or it could be the case that we need to move away from inflation as the number that sets that rate and look at a cash bank rate. I don't have a specific answer that I'm saying to government, you must do this now. What I am saying is they must do something now because a whole stack of young Australians are about to find themselves within the space of a month getting hit with a significant expense that many of them will find difficult to clear.
So what if the government does do something but not as far as you'd like? I mean, your terms are vague, if you like. The letter says the crossbench is ready to support the legislation to get it through. If the indexation pause or a possible pause was only for a month, would you still offer the government support on this bill?
I think it's got to be reasonable. There has to be a reasonable opportunity here for the reforms that the government has the opportunity to pursue to be positive. And I think that that is actually the key thing here for this government. You know, this government has an opportunity to show true leadership in this space. We haven't seen a lot of that yet. To date, most of the things we've seen the government do is simply to deliver on the promises they made during the campaign. This is something that they could actually show us as a community they're actually prepared to lead in the circumstances that they find themselves in at any given time. And I sincerely believe younger Australians would be very grateful for that support because, let's face it, more broadly, in the last budget, there really wasn't a lot in that budget for young Australians who are just coming out and starting their careers. So I think that this is something that the government should seriously consider. They have the numbers. We know they can move quickly when they need to. I think this is a great opportunity for them to show that leadership.
Isn't there a bigger picture issue here? I mean, the letter talks about the impact of young people being locked out of the housing market on top of student debt reform. There's been calls from the Greens and also within Labor, which we've heard on this very program, to look at negative gearing as well. Is that something that you could get behind to sort of as a, you know, a figurehead issue that all these other issues might also be solved along the way?
I'm 100% all in favour for a review of how revenue is generated in our country. And I think that does need to be quite a broad conversation that takes in not only a discussion around how we spend our money in this country, but how income is generated for our country. We cannot continue to rely on personal income tax to the extent that we have. And, you know, taxing activity and productivity can be very harsh when, if we're not fairly taxing passive income. So I'm a very vocal supporter of there being the opportunity to do that review and have a proper conversation around how our economy moves forward.
If you just join me here on RN Drive, independent member for North Sydney, Kylie Tink is here. Let's move to this other topic. Race Discrimination Commissioner Chin Tan is urging political leaders not to racialise the voice discussion. Are you worried that the debate's going to get ugly?
There is every possibility that the debate in Australia could get ugly, and I think the comments from the Race Discrimination Commissioner today are incredibly timely. You know, it's an important reminder for all of us that this conversation will proceed in the tone that we all bring to it. And fundamentally, I believe that this is an incredibly important conversation for us to be having as Australians, because it relates to who we all want to be, not just in the next 5 years or 10 years, but the next 25, 50, 100 years. So it's really a conversation for what sort of country do we want to be leaving for our children, and what sort of country should they want to be living in?
So can you elaborate on your position on the voice to Parliament? Have you decided how you'll be voting?
Yeah, look, from my perspective, I think what we have is a once-in-a-generation opportunity to actually lean into something that is very uncomfortable for our nation, and that is trying to find a way to reconcile ourselves with the fact that there is a nation that has existed in this country for over 60,000 years. It was here well before white settlement. There was then a white settlement phase that came into being, and now in 2023, we're looking at how we reconcile those two elements. Personally, I think the Uluru Statement from the Heart is not just a beautiful piece of writing. I think it is a very meaningful invitation to us as a whole nation on how we can move forward from where we find ourselves at the moment. And when I talk to my children and I talk to younger Australians, this is what they want. This is what they want for our country. You know, the opportunity for us all to embrace this is for every Australian to take pride in the fact that we have a history that goes back over 60,000 years, and we can, be everything that we could possibly be. So I think my focus for North Sydney is to facilitate a very open conversation. I want the people of Australia and the people of my community to know there is no such thing as a bad question. We need to be asking questions, and people's questions need to be able to be answered so that they feel comfortable with where we're headed. But ultimately, I do believe this is the right thing for our country, and I think it is the right time for that to take place.
Independent MP Kylie Tink, appreciate your time this afternoon. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.